ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 59. விஸ்வாமித்ர சாம்பியன்ஸ் த்ரிசங்கு. Whereupon unto the noble king, condemned by a frightful doom to drag out his miserable existence as a vile outcast, Vishwamitra replied in words of liquid melody that welled from a heart overflowing with pity. Welcome, proud member of a noble race. You are not, my son, unknown to me as an exceedingly righteous king and pious. Fear not, noble lord. For from this moment you sit under the shadow of my shield, and my sword is at the breast of your enemies. I will lose no time in sending for such as can help me in this sacrifice of my wise sages and saintly ascetic. And once they are here, you will, with a heart relieved of care, be enabled to begin it. Born Chandala you are not. Were it so, this curse pronounced by a guru would be hard for the self-born one to set aside. So shall you in this body of thine ascend to the bright heavens, and all through the power of my tapas. I see the gates of heaven open wide to welcome you, their honored guest. Methinks I see you take your proud seat among the gods, for having not asked for and obtained refuge with Vishwamitra, the son of Gadhi, the champion of the weak and the oppressed. He spake, the proud sage of matchless glory, and directed his sons, righteous and wise, to get everything ready for the sacrifice. Next he sent for his disciples and said to them, "Speedy far and near, and invite hither the wise ones of the earth, their pupils, their friends, and also the sacrificial priests, and those who have drunk deep of the words of wisdom. If any but breathe a word of dissent, nay, as so much as dare slight me, saying, lo, here is a Kshatriya who has taken it upon himself to sacrifice for a Chandala, you will not omit to bring it to my ears." They heard and obeyed his behests. On the wings of speed, they flew and brought him back word of what transpired. "Lord of dazzling luster," cried the students of the sacred lore, "the wise sages of the earth, every one of them, have heard thy message and are even now on their way here, all except Mahodaya and the sons of Vasishtha. Nay, dread lord, the latter had the matchless impudence to say in tones of consecrated wrath, 'Strange days are come over us and strange things happen. Wonder of wonders, a Kshatriya has the audacity to assume the sacred functions of a sacrificial priest, and that for a degraded Chandala. Have the noble Brahmanas become so rare that a warrior should pose himself as such? Have the twice born disappeared from the bosom of the earth that a Chandala should dare to allow a sacrifice to be conducted for his benefit? A nice pair this, a fighting priest and the outcast sacrificer. A strange sight will it be to see the holy sages and the radiant gods sit down in the hall to partake of the offerings. And the high-souled Brahmanas, how do they hope to ascend to the mansions of the Shining Ones, defiled beyond hope by having partaken of food at the hands of the Chandala? And the sages of the holy vows, how dare they have assisted at the celebration of such a sacrilegious rite, though they have the mighty Vishwamitra to back them?" Such were the words of the wanton insult uttered by Mahodaya and the numerous sons of Vasishtha, their eyes flashing fire. Vishwamitra heard them, and the fierce flame shot out of his eyes, while the burning wrath in his heart found vent in words of doom. "And so the impious wretches dared to say this about me, pure and spotless, engaged in dread austerities. Well, they may decry me, for they know not that nothing can stand before the all-consuming energy of my tapas, nay, not even the so-called sacrilege of sacrificing for a Chandala. Well, here is a reward for their pains. Nothing shall remain of them but heap of ashes. Fell time shall cast his noose over their necks and hale them even to the gates of the Lord of Death, and that this very moment. Nay, more is yet to come, for my anger shall pursue them even beyond the portals of life and death. For lives 700 shall they drag on miserable existence, foul eaters of the decaying corpse and dog's meat. Pitiless of heart, they shall go under the name of Mushtikas and shall range the worlds, uncouth of form, speech and habits. As for Mahodaya, who in his mad folly reviled me, the stainless, he shall of a truth be a degraded Nishadha, ever intent upon murder and violence, with a heart knowing no shadow of pity, he shall, for ages untold, suffer a life of misery, and my anger shall chain him thereto. So spake Vishwamitra, the sage of stern vows, while calm-souled ascetics heard him with well-concealed expressions of sorrow and disapproval. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.